And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy of Vernon, offering 5-star rated personalized propane service for customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. Now in their 80th year, Superior Energy goes above and beyond with their customer-first focus. Call 800-242-0427 to discuss your propane needs, or visit propanect.com for a live chat.
So let it go. You've already left work. It's time now in the Afterglow, your time set aside just for you. Hi, I'm Father John. The last half hour at work is often a mad rush to pull together every last minute task. You may find yourself frantically dashing in and out of your office, cubicle, or work area in a frenetic attempt to get this done, or that tied up, or that saved. If you structure your workday to end with stress, well, it leaves you stressed. If you can reorganize your workload at the end of the day to reflect a slowing down of tasks, well, you'll begin to break the shackles of that frenzied pace. Don't forget, there's always tomorrow. Now, together, we share a brief bit of time. We shake off some of the worries that have monopolized your day. So, come on over here. Sit close. Together, we're in the Afterglow. You're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ. Together we unwind, relax, get life back into balance. Glad you're here. Situated with me on a day that marks the birth anniversary of a well-known judge from Connecticut. Judge John Sirica was born on this day back in 1904 in Waterbury and became known for his role in the Watergate scandal, where he ordered President Nixon to turn over the recordings of White House conversations. He was named Time Magazine's Man of the Year back in 1973 for his contributions. In 1979, Sirica published a novel detailing his involvement in the Watergate scandal called To Set the Record Straight. John Sirica died of cardiac arrest on August 14, 1992. John Maximum John Sirica, from Connecticut, born on this day in 1904. And today is also the feast day of St. Joseph, husband of Mary and foster father of Jesus. He's a celebrated figure in the church and is the patron saint of workers and carpenters. His lineage is traced back to the days of King David. In the Gospel according to Luke, Joseph lived in Nazareth and later traveled to Bethlehem where Jesus was born. He's the protector of Jesus and Mary, fleeing to Egypt with them to escape King Herod and his plan to massacre children. When Herod died, Joseph took his family back to Nazareth. Despite being a prominent figure in Jesus' life, he isn't mentioned in the Gospels a great deal. In fact, very little is known about him, and his exact words were never recorded. Nevertheless, he is a very important figure in the church. In 1870, Pope Pius IX declared Joseph the patron saint and protector of the Catholic Church. In Sicily, where St. Joseph is regarded by many as their patron saint, and many Italian-American communities, thanks are given to San Giuseppe for preventing a famine in Sicily during the Middle Ages. According to legend, there was a severe drought at the time, and the people prayed for their patron saint to bring them rain. They promised that if he answered their prayers, they would prepare a large feast to honor him. The rain did come, and the people of Sicily prepared a large banquet for their patron saint. The fava bean was the crop which saved the population from starvation and is a traditional part of St. Joseph's Day traditions. Giving food to the needy is a St. Joseph's Day custom. In some communities, it is tradition to wear red clothing and eat a Sicilian pastry known as a zeppola on St. Joseph's Day. Oh, I wish I had some Zapoli right now. Sweets are certainly popular because St. Joseph is also the patron saint of pastry chefs. Celebrating St. Joseph on his feast day, here's Joseph's Song by Michael Card.
How could it be, this baby in my arms, sleeping now, so peacefully, the Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know he's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? He looks so small, his face and hands so fair. And when he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. And when he laughs, it shines again. How could it be? Father, show me this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? Could it be this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully, the Son of God, the angel said, how could it be?
Yes, you're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ, and here's where we take time to confront the bittersweet of life with faith, optimism, and a bit of hope. Each evening, I offer a brief reflection on some facet of life that I hope will empower you with a few more tools with which to acquire more joy in living. So we journey now toward the intersection of where faith meets life. God gave us all a smile. So ask yourself, are you using yours? Is your joy being fully expressed? The scripture talks about believers representing God here on earth. We are Christ's ambassadors. If we're to represent God properly, we should do it with joy, with enthusiasm, with a smile. Ever notice how many people in church don't smile? Pathetic. People of faith are supposed to be the lights of the world. I believe the switch that turns on the lights is a smile. Some who lack faith may not want to listen to what we believe, but they certainly watch how we live. We are living epistles, read by all men and women. Some may not read the Bible, but they're reading our lives. You better believe it. As the saying goes, preach at all times, use words only when necessary. When people see you, what kind of message are they getting? Are you friendly, happy, good-natured? Do they want the life you have? Or are you uptight, on edge, stressed, and so grumpy that people run away from you? I know a priest who's always smiling, yet some critics give him a hard time because he smiles so much. You would think they'd be happy that he's happy. I asked him once if he was offended because some people call him the smiling priest. "Well, not at all," he replied. "I take it as a compliment." For sure, he's guilty of being happy. He's guilty of enjoying his life. He's guilty of living with enthusiasm. This world needs more joy. If he feels it, he wants to share it. But when you express your joy and live cheerfully, don't be surprised if people are suspicious of you. They'll look at you as if they're thinking, "Ah, why is he so happy?" Or, "She must be doing something wrong." Or, "He must be high on drugs." Well, yes, you too can be guilty of being high, high on life, high on the Most High. I'm happy, I'm excited, and I'm full of hope. I want my joy to be seen. That's where faith meets life.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower. Now
when I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over, you do.
I'll smile.
Come on.
Smile. It's so hard to look up when you've been down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
You look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Now every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, but
today's a new day. But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all,
fell from heaven. Shower now.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I'm hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
still,
I smile.
Hallelujah.
Smile. It's so hard to look up when you've been down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
You look so much better.
Whatever you're in right now,
smile, smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile
And my people say,
oh, 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 you look so much better when you're oh, 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 you look so much better when you're oh, 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 you look so much better when you're oh,
I say,
oh, oh, you look so much better when you're oh, oh,
and while you waiting,
you look so much better when you're
yeah,
oh, oh,
and while you praying,
you look so much better when you're oh, oh,
look in the mirror,
you look so much better when you're oh, oh,
always remember,
you look so much better when you're smiling.
Come on. Power, y'all.
Fell from heaven, like
came down from
shower.
Heaven. Hardships, difficulties,
right now.
Tears, storms. This is what I do.
I smile.
Woo.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I've been here for a while,
still
I smile. Smile.
Hallelujah.
It's so hard to look up when you've been down.
I know it's hard right now.
Show
because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
So smile. Oh, oh, oh.
Dallas.
You look so much better when you're oh, oh, oh.
New Orleans.
You look so much better when you're oh,
come on.
Oh, oh.
Cleveland.
You look so much better when you're oh, oh, oh.
Detroit.
You look so much better when
yeah,
you're oh, oh, oh.
Philly.
You look so much better hey, when you're
I want you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happening. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you smiling.
That was Kirk Franklin with a song written just for you and me called I Smile. I hope you enjoyed that. Kirk Franklin is an American gospel music musician, choir director, and author, and is most notably known for leading urban contemporary gospel choirs. Franklin was raised by his grandmother, Gertrude, having been abandoned as a baby by his mother. Gertrude collected and resold aluminum cans to raise money for Kirk to take piano lessons from the age of 4. Kirk excelled in music, being able to read and write music while also playing by ear. I Smile. You're in the Afterglow with Father John on WJMJ, and tonight we remember the birth anniversary of a legendary Old West lawman. Wyatt Earp was born on this day in 1848. He held many jobs in his life, including saloon keeper, railroad hand, gambler, and miner, but he was best known as a lawman and gunslinger. He developed his lawman reputation in Wichita and Dodge City, Kansas, before moving to the town of Tombstone, Arizona. While there, Earp repeatedly clashed with bands of outlaw cowboys that included Tom and Frank McLaurie and Ike and Billy Clanton. His conflicts culminated in the infamous gunfight at the OK Corral, during which Earp, his brothers Virgil and James, and his friend Doc Holliday killed 3 of them. 5 months later, the remaining outlaws killed Wyatt's brothers, after which Wyatt Earp, Holliday, and his brother Morgan chased down those believed to be responsible. The legend of Wyatt Earp has fascinated fans of the stories of the Old West for years, and his stories have been told in many mediums. And tonight in the Afterglow, we remember the legend of Wyatt Earp, born 176 years ago today. Now, today also marks an interesting landmark in music history. In 1957, Elvis's career was at its peak. He was working on his second movie, his first movie soundtrack, and already had 48 singles and 2 years of live touring under his belt. At that point, Elvis was getting ready to purchase a new home for his parents, the second one he would purchase for them. The first home he bought for them had started to become overrun with Elvis fanatics hanging around outside, and Elvis wanted a bigger home for his growing entourage of extended friends and family. And he found that home on the outskirts of Memphis, Tennessee. It was a southern colonial mansion on a 13.8-acre wooded estate. And on this day, Elvis Presley put down a $1,000 cash deposit on the home that would become known as Graceland. Yes, Graceland became the home of Elvis and his family and friends. Today, It stands as one of America's most popular tourist attractions after being preserved just the way Elvis had left it when he passed away in 1977. It's also the second most visited house in America, second only to the White House. So now, we're going to Graceland.
The Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He is the child of my first marriage. But I've reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own bed. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. And she said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blow.
Memphis, Tennessee, I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companions are ghosts in empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland.
There is a girl in New York City who calls herself the human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees your blow. Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, in Graceland, in Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. For reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I'm a reason to
none other than Paul Simon with Graceland, the home of Elvis Presley, purchased on this day 67 years ago. Now it's story time in the Afterglow. It seems a married couple had just returned home from a wedding anniversary celebration, and the wife was feeling very nostalgic. "You used to kiss me tenderly," she said. So he leaned over and tenderly kissed her. "You used to hold my hand," she said. So he reached over and took her hand in his. "You used to gently bite my earlobe," she said. Immediately, he got up and began walking out of the room. Where are you going? She asked impatiently. To get my teeth, he replied. There you go. Off with the old, on with the new. We can cherish past events, but we cannot relive past events. We can revere our traditions, but we cannot freeze them. We cannot wrap up life in a neat package and say, this is the way it always was, this is the way it is, and this is the way it always will be. Something to think about.
Moon so bright, night so fine, keep your heart here with mine. Life's a dream, we are dreaming.
Race the moon, catch the wind, ride the night to the end. Seize the day, stand up for the light. I want to spend my lifetime loving you. That is all.
Well, we're in the afterglow, and that was a duet by Mark Antony and Tina Arena from the motion picture soundtrack of the movie The Mask of Zorro, called I want to spend my lifetime loving you. I'm Father John, and we get together every weekday evening from 7 to 8 for some music, meditation, introspection, and inspiration. And I'm open to whatever's on your mind, by the way. A suggestion, comment, critique? Just call our comment line at 203-805-5045. Once again, let me give you that number. 203-805-5045. Or you can email me at afterglow@wjmj.org. Easy enough, afterglow@wjmj.org. Thank you for your company this evening. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. What protection this phrase affords, huh? As you confess that God is in charge, you admit that you aren't. As you proclaim that God has power, you admit that you don't. And as you give God all the applause, there's none left to dizzy your brain.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today, the Church honors Saint Joseph. You must name him Jesus. Someone had donated a statue to the parish to fill an empty corner at the front of the church. It was a statue of Saint Joseph, three-quarter life-size, holding a lily. One of the parishioners had strong views on church art and was quite a handy woodworker himself. He looked at the pale figure clutching the flower and said to his companion, "Joseph doesn't look as though he's got the strength to lift a saw, let alone cut a piece of 4x2 timber. If he was like this, Mary and Jesus would have gone hungry." The statue of Joseph was just like countless other representations of him which emerged in the 19th century and are still made today. The lily suggests one aspect of Joseph's character, his chastity. The parishioner thought the statue revealed more about its designer than about Joseph and made Joseph more remote than real. The critic could relate more easily to a picture of Joseph brought to life by a little verse he remembered. Every day at Nazareth, Joseph sawed and chipped. Mary bound his finger up when the chisel slipped. Legends and stories about Joseph seem to have grown to compensate for the few lines we find about him in the New Testament. Those few lines actually speak volumes. The words, "He was an upright man," sum it up. He loved the Lord and walked humbly in his ways. Joseph was a person whose justice was informed by compassion. He would not expose Mary to public shame. He was a man of faith, accepting God's explanation. He was a man of action, saving his family when Herod threatened. No words of Joseph are recorded in the Gospel, but we can be certain of at least one sentence. 8 days after the birth of Jesus, Joseph carried out the angel's instruction and accepted the baby as his son by saying the words, "His name is Jesus." Whatever image we have of Joseph, it won't be a true likeness unless we can say with him, "His name is Jesus," and realize what that means.
Did you wonder where he'd lead you? Were you afraid of what the world might say? I feel you understand today. my freedom won. Yours was the shoulder that you rested on. You held my Savior in your arms. Saint Joseph, pray for me that I may live my life with Jesus as you did. Saint Joseph,
And now on this Tuesday, the 19th day of March, on the solemnity of St. Joseph, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones. Pity your afflicted ones. Shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, I trust in you and refuse to be afraid of anything. Help me not to fear what others think of me. Help me to remember that because you have saved me and your Spirit lives within me, the things judgmental people say cannot ultimately hurt me. When people say things that are critical, help me to let those things roll off my back and not stay in my mind and heart. Thank you that although hurtful words may come and go, my salvation lasts forever. Set me free from worry about the future and the bad things I fear could happen. Help me to focus instead on the situations I face today and your great power to see me through each one victoriously. Bless my health, my work, my relationships, my decisions, my finances, my friends, and my family. I place my life fully in your hands and trust that you, Lord, will help me and guide me on the path to complete wholeness and success in life.
Love arises when kind words are spoken. Kindness is the doorway to the heart. The way we speak can keep our love unbroken. The way we speak can demand the love depart. So when harsh tones find a welcome in my heart, in my home, in my head, when I throw stones in place of arms around you, I will pray to God to speak for me instead. Speak into the moments of my day. Speak into the corners of my night. Open my ears to listen, my heart to hear. Speak into the moments of my life.
I will thank the Lord with all my heart. In the meeting of the just and the assembly, great are the works of the Lord to be pondered by all who delight in them.
You give food to those who revere you. You are mindful of your covenant forever. You have shown mighty works to your people by giving them the heritage of nations.
Your handiwork is justice and truth. Your precepts are all of them sure, standing firm forever and ever, wrought in uprightness and truth.
You have sent redemption to your people and established your covenant forever. Holy your name, to be feared.
Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Understanding marks all who live by it. Your praise endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Yeah.
We know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who delight in them.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. And holy is your name, and holy
proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who delight in them. God of the covenant, you are faithful, just, and true. In faith we pray.
Protect us, O God.
Help us to live this season of spring with wonder for all the marvels of nature. In faith we pray.
Protect us, O God.
Prosper the vocation of husbands, fathers, and carpenters. In faith we pray.
Protect us, O God.
Strengthen the bonds of love in families and between friends. In faith we pray.
Protect us, O God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God fill us with peace and grant us a happy death that leads to everlasting life in Jesus. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sin thought may know.
Some say hate is all about our anger. Others say it's all about control. I, for one, am guilty of both charges. It happens when I don't take time alone. So when I find the quiet when still is the place that I can't be. I will pray for just a little silence and for the tender words of God to be in me, speaking to the moments of my day. My heart to hear, speaking to the moments of my life.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God, our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and the orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Speaking to the moments of my day, speaking to the corners of my night. And my heart to hear, speaking to the moments of my life. Your words give me light so that I can find my way to the place where I speak tenderly. Your voice makes a difference.
May Almighty God keep you from all harm throughout this night and bless you with every good gift. May he set his word in your heart and fill you with lasting joy. May he strengthen your faith with proofs of his love so that you will persevere in good works. May you walk in his ways, always knowing what is right and good until you enter your heavenly inheritance. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.